the crying game. Can I cry Rosh Hashanah?
I want to thank the sponsors and the core sponsors of tonight's shiur. The shiur is being sponsored by the Finkelstein family, the Yeager family, the Ayush family, and the Hartstein family. Many of you of the shiur, fortunately, just found out about the why, in fact, we're having a Sudas Hodah. Some people thought it was, couldn't figure it out. But here is the reason. As strange as it sounds, we are being moided to the Ribbono Shel Olam that my wife is still alive, and that Moshe Finkelstein is still alive, both of whom, about a week and a half ago, were bit by a rabid skunk. And Baruch Hashem, my wife is treated, and Baruch Hashem, with the infinite wisdom of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he has created a refuah for the machla, and also a tremendous yeshua that the young child, Moshe Finkelstein, they weren't sure if he should go or not. He wasn't really bit, and he went, Baruch Hashem, and it was everything is being treated now. So it gives us pause that the first thing that I thought of, besides, as you know, the fact that I was in the middle of eating my lunch at a restaurant and I was not able to finish it, but after that, I thought, I thought as follows. Whether you're aware of it or not, this Ben Hazmanim in Eretz Yisrael was a tremendously unfortunate one. It was a very sad one. There were a number of Bachrim who died in Eretz Yisrael through some very strange incidents that happened, most of them involving what we would call extreme types of vacationing. There were two Bachrim that were killed in a jeeping accident. They were going very fast on jeeps and they collided. You know about the people that were in, what do you call it, a kid, Nebuch, who was dehydrated, all these different stories, and the Rabbanim came out, and Rabbi Yoshev was one among them, about stopping to do all these different things during Ben Hazmanim. So many people came out and said, oh, Rabbi Yoshev is not letting anybody do anything anymore. What Rabbi Yoshev realized is that there was a machla, there was something going on, that a number of Bachrim unfortunately had to lose their lives, and many of them are still in the hospital. So just 2 weeks ago, Rav Asher Weiss, so he mentioned this, that we have to realize that the pasuk that tells us that we should watch our v'shamatz v'esnafesh v'seichem, so the Rambam says, the yizohir hadavar yofa yofa. You have to be exceedingly careful, and you have to be, when we had 2 weeks ago, the mitzvah of makkah. So there is an isser, there is an inyan of us being careful and watching after the machlos that are created. And Baruch Hashem, you know, there are some that happen that we have, as we said, a refuah for, and some, unfortunately, that we don't. And therefore, we have to give pause that during this summer was a difficult summer where, unfortunately, people lost their lives. So in those cases, some of them, in fact, were against halacha. They were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing as far as being a bit too extreme with their nefesh. And he brings up, and he says that the Mishnah Novos tells us, Rabbi Akiva says, Hakol Sofoi, Rishus Nisuna, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a gezeirah, it's going to happen to you, but a person has free will. So the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayah says, on this Maimar, Zeh Maimar Kolol in Yonim Rabim, and a person should be Omel in the Divrei Rabbi Akiva. What's so important? It seems to be a serum in Niu Bay. What does it say? Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and we have free choice. Which one is it? So we have free choice. We have free choice not to do stupid things. We have free choice to recognize and realize what we should be doing. And in this Chodesh Elul, so we have to focus on the fact that in the coming year, Mitzvah Hashem, so Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a choice what to do. Yeah, the Gezeira, if you do that thing, then the Gezeira is going to be the Gezeira. So, however, when we have this opportunity, so people can look at it and say, why is the Ribbono Shel Olam, Baruch Hashem, it's not a serious situation, but the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a machla, a very scary situation. Coming down the block, I must tell you, unfortunately, my wife is a little bit too calm, so she called me and she told me that she had gotten bitten by a skunk, and if it's possible, maybe I could come home so she can go to the hospital. And she said, I don't know, should I go to the hospital, should I not go to the hospital? So at that moment, I wasn't really thinking, of course, how important it was, and I also didn't know that she didn't disclose to me that they had already called 911, and, you know, Bergenfield, Baruch Hashem, there were ambulances and police cars and SWAT teams, and you wouldn't believe it, that was already at my house. And when you turned onto the block, how my heart dropped when I saw all of the emergency personnel really have absolutely been, at that point, no idea what exactly had really happened. So we have to respond in a certain way. There are different ways to respond. one could be very upset and just look at getting upset about it and calling the town and that. And then there's a way of looking at it and saying, okay, this happened in Elosmal for a reason. There's tshuva that we have to do. There's a sudas hadar that we can have, but not just a stama sudas hadar. Sudas hadar al Torah. We watch, and Mirtz Hashem will be able to bench together and be mevorech the Shem Hashem Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo. So that is, I think, the best way to commemorate something that happened, that Baruch Hashem was a machla, but a refuah that was created for the machla. And on that note, so the topic that I've chose for tonight's shiur is the inyan of crying on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Zweig made mention of this yesterday, of the pachad and yira that used to happen. My father tells me that on Elulzman, so as we said before, there was a pachad and a yira when it came to Shabbos Mevorach and Elul. People would cry. Nowadays you hardly see this. What do we see, which we'll actually discuss? We oftentimes see shuls now have hired chazanim, and the chazanim are not only paid to daven, they're also paid to cry certain for parts. And we happen to know what is more inspiring to us. And a chazan that is hired for money and he doesn't cry when he says the sanatotif, so it wasn't good enough for me. It didn't stir me. So the question is this really a day of crying? We had given the first shiur I think I ever gave in this forum, although it was back upstairs, was a shiur on Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. And we spoke there at length about the inyan of Simcha that's on Rosh Hashanah. We gave a lot of nafkaminas lahalacha of why there's Simcha. And we base that on the pasuk in Nehemiah. Nehemiah tells us based on what was happening in Ezra, by Yomer Nehemiah who, so he tells over the following story about Ezra Kohen. The Jews were coming back, and the Jews were very upset. 70 years of Golos. What had happened in the 70 years of Golos? I don't need to tell you, but you know, Nebuchadnezzar, they had bowed down to the idols, and of Ahasuerus, they came once to Susa. They were not on the best level. And what happened? So they came back. L'cholam hayom kadosh laHashem elokeichem al tisablu. He tells them, the Navi tells them, don't be an avelus. Yal tivchu, don't cry. What were they crying about? They were crying al divrei Torah. Zok Rashi, what does it mean? Ki yom kodesh? What is kodesh about the yom? And he writes here in source number 2, ki yom Rosh Hashanah. They returned, it was Rosh Hashanah. Why were they kol am? They chose kimu haTorah k'roi. They knew that they didn't deserve a Beit HaMikdash. They didn't follow the Torah as they should follow the Torah. Zok the Navi, what does the Navi tell us? He goes ahead and he tells them on Rosh Hashanah, don't be sad. Go out. Eat, drink, and be merry. Right? And you shall have to send Mishach Manos. We pointed this out before. This is a mitzvah b'chol yantiv, to send Mishach Manos. Not just on Purim. Right? This is a special day. The Al Tisatzvu, don't be sad. Ki chedvot Hashem hi azhem. So it appears to be that there's a din here that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, don't be sad. Don't be sad. You can be on the lowest level. It's not a sad day. It's a day of chedvot Hashem. It's a day that we have a chiv suda, right? And mitzvah Hashem, it should be a suda karoi meaning at the right time. That it shouldn't be a person who says, what time did you get out? What time did you eat your meal? Oh, we started our meal at 12:30. What? 2:30? Oh, no. It's definitely a day of davening. But the chia seems to be something that is antithetical to the day of Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, how can we not cry? So it definitely appears that there is opposing views on this. Because if we look, for example, in source number 3, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah seems to tell a different story. The Gemara there is discussing Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, is discussing about Hallel and Rosh Hashanah on different holidays. He says, we say Hallel on different days, Mechal B'Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Hallel. My time, Amr Rabbi Abur, he says as follows, Amru Malachi HaShara, Sifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbon HaShoylam. The Malachim tell the Ribbon HaShoylam, as follows, tell Hashem, Mibnei Ma, Ein Yisrael, Omrim Shira, Lefanech B'Rosh Hashanah. A Chutzvah? No Hodah? They shouldn't give Hodah to the Ribbon HaShoylam for giving you this day? Right? Uvi Yom Kippurim, why not? Amru Lahem, the Ribbono Shalom says, Efsher Melech Yoshev Akisei, Din, B'Sifre Chaim, B'Sifre Mezim Poschim, Lefanov? Is it possible that the Melech, the king, will be sitting, and he's got both of the books open, of Chaim and the opposite one, and the Yisrael Omim Shira? They're going to praise me when you have the Sifre Mezim open, the Sifre Chaim open? Can't be. It's not a day for you to say hallel. I'm judging you today. So which one is it? Is it Nehemiah's prophecy of go out, eat, drink, and be merry? Or no hallel today? It appears to me, I can finish the line, ain't no Mashiach, why? Because it's a sad day. So which one is it? Okay. Furthermore, there are two conflicting views in which you won't be surprised with, who the conflicting views is. First, we'll say the Maaseh Rav. First, number four, the Maaseh Rav of the Gra. This is not a 100% authenticated version. This is the Maaseh Rav quoted in the name of the Gra. Basically what he says here in source number four. Al Lufais, the Yom Rosh Hashanah. A person is usher for a person to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Because it says, as we just read, Al Tis'avlu v'al Tivchu. He Mamash has a pasuk. You're not allowed to cry. You're not allowed to be an avelis. Right? Just as we read, why? As we know, it's a special day. And then he says, L'ficha chikpid agra. The Gra was very careful, listen to this, that the nigunim should not be changed to the scary nigunim that we all hear, right? I hopefully don't need to tell you that in 1 week and 1 day, when we hear the chazan, whoever he may be, start one, we have to say one thing, hopefully we're stirred by it. What's that one thing he says? That's something specific. According to the Gra, it seems to be that that's not a Yontif Nigun. If in fact we say that that's not, you know, depends how you define it. But Kaddish for sure, the Kaddish that we say, so that's like a scary Kaddish. He says, no, Zuck the Gra, there is an Isser for a person to go ahead and cry in Rosh Hashanah. It appears to be, I have to say. It's an Isser for a person to cry in Rosh Hashanah. It's not a day of crying. What is it a day of? We're going to have to see that. We'll have a little Jewish, not just Halacha today. The Be'er Heitev quotes a different source altogether. Zok the Be'er Heitev and Siman Tov Kuf Pei Dalet as follows. In Gimel over here in source number 5. But he says, according to that Arizal, look over there, we would quote the Arizal. Here is the Siman here, by the way, is discussing about saying Avinu Malkeinu. So we say Avinu Malkeinu Rosh Hashanah, so we shouldn't say Avinu Malkeinu Rosh Hashanah. Why? What's the first thing? Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Panecha. We learned the halacha is that there's no vidoy, right? In some ways, Rosh Hashanah davening is very interesting. We would think that it's a day of tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avinus, or gezeira. Where's the vidoy? Where's the slichus? Where's anything that would assemble? Oh, so we came up with zok the halacha. What about Avinu Malkeinu? Says no. We do say Avinu Malkeinu. Then he quotes the name of Ha'ari. Ha'arizal nohag livchois v'Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippurim. The Ha'arizal was noyeg to cry on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'yomer, ki mi she'enu boche b'yomim, elu, ein nishmoso tovu shlema. A person who doesn't cry in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it can't be. Ein nishmoso tovu shlema. Very, very severe line. Gam omer mi shelo boche, al mi'atzlo b'chir g'dolim alav, osa shah dino lo b'beis din, shamalav n'shosha megir shuvo lo, habichin alav. I don't want to say what that means, but it's very bad. But if a person during the Shas Din, he knows it's the Shas Din, and he's not moved at all, how can this be? Appears to be, as I just said, two conflicts. Yes?
You said crying. You know, how do you normally talk about crying because you're sad? I mean, there's many different types of crying.
Oh.
Nowhere do I see where it says crying because you're sad.
Okay. Good. So clearly, a brisker vort. Yes, I know you like brisker vort. This Svei Dinim by crying. Right. That reads out. No, but what Larry says is 100% correct. There's different types of crying, clearly. There is a type of crying that is a bechia because of pachat, of the fact that a person is beside himself, because he's gadol v'oyma hayom hazeh. And then there's a bechia that is because of the fact that he realizes who he is, what he is, and the tefillah is stirring him enough to know that he hasn't lived up to his potential this year. Right? I have to point out again, just because it's a great point, Rabbi's wife pointed out that the day of Rosh Hashanah is not a day of the pachad, the first type of pachad, where a person says, this is it. I'm going to get zapped this year. Right? There's always was a a nevach, God forbid, we don't call it a game, but when you would say miyichya miyomus, so people look around the room, and they look at the seats of the people that aren't there anymore. Who said that last year? They said mamish a year ago, and they're not in the seat anymore. Mamish, go to the oil. Who can't cry by that? So is that really what we should be crying for? Is that the pachad? That God's going to zap me because of, no. Rabbi's wife said, no, that's not it. What's the sadness? I haven't reached my potential. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's the scary part. That's why I don't deserve to live another year. Because God put me on this earth for good, He wants to be more and more good, and He gives me good, and what do I do with it? So that's the two possibilities, and we'll see that Meduyuk, and in fact, if the Gro really holds, like it says here that he holds, it could be something totally different. The Kal V'Chaim here, and the truth is, I apologize, instead of quoting the Kal V'Chaim, I went a roundabout way, I should have quoted the Matzah Ephraim. I'll just read you the Matzah Ephraim outside, it's Tav Kuf Pei Beis, which I did not quote in the sheets, which says, Noagim Luchois Ulahari Demois Tetzfilos Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, Kishichal B'Shav. He basically quotes verbatim what the Arizal says here, but Lahalacha, we pointed out before, by Hilchos Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, the Matzah Ephraim is the source in Halacha. Forget about Mishnah Berurah, Ramaz, Magen Avraham, Matzah Ephraim wins. And he says that this is a day of crying, as we said, Amisha ein b'chiyah nofelas alav v'yom eila, right? What happens? Harish ein nishmaso, right? This is the exact line of the Arizal. And he gives different ages. Then the Elf Lamagin, who comments on this, gives a recipe. This is a very fascinating thing. We're going to see this a little bit later on. He gives a recipe of what a person should do if he doesn't know how to cry. He doesn't, right, how he should go about it. What should he do? And then the possibility of, very interestingly enough, he quotes the Elph Magen of, if you can't cry, at least, again, we'll see if the moment moves you in the appropriate way, to kvetch a little bit, right? Not that it'll make you to cry, but to daven as if you're crying. Right? That's something to be said about that as well. So here the Kal V'Chaim quotes again the Arizal, quoting the Lahalacha, Anogu Mori Azal, the Livchois, Harbi Vitfila, he said, right, a lot, he quotes in the Maaseh Rav, She'ein Bechim Noisan Allah B'Yom Eilu, right, what is he called, we said. Then he quotes something very interesting in the name of the Arizal, which he doesn't have here in the Maaseh Rav. He quotes something very, very interesting, and he says as follows, this is actually comes from the Elf Lamagin says this, that, and I'll just say it outside, basically that a person has a great potential here. The Rosh Hashanah, in his infinite wisdom, created 2 days of Rosh Hashanah no matter where you live, right? I feel bad for those that just made Aliyah. This is the absolute possible longest yontif you could have in Eretz Yisrael. 3-day yontif. They don't know anything from a 3-day yontif. We unfortunately going to know a lot from a 3-day yontif. But in Eretz Yisrael, so you can't say I hold only 1 day when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. So Zuck, this is really based on the Arizal, as follows. Why are there 2 days of Yontif? The Ribbono Shel Olam gives you 2 days to be moved. The first day he judges you, nothing happens, right? Nothing happens. Fine. He holds the judgment. Second day, all of a sudden, you're moved, you start crying, you feel the day. He goes back to day number one and he says, this guy knows what's going on. Everything that I said on day number one, forget about it. This guy knows what's going on. And Zuck, an unbelievable thing. The Arizal says in the again, quoted here in the Kal V'Chaim as well as the Elif Hamogain, is this idea, again, beautiful idea, that's why there are 2 days, to get you to cry, to stir you to do something. Okay. So we have two possibly conflicting sources that might not be conflicting, but it looks like they are. On one hand, we have a pasuk that tells us you're not allowed to cry. Al tivchu, right, don't have a velus, that this is the day, luchu ochu mashanam shosim masaka, don't worry about it, chedvos Hashem. Then we have a Gemara that tells us that we have Hallel. No Hallel, no way. How can you Hallel? Ain't no Mishira. You saw a Mishira. Chayim Mesim is open. Then we saw a Maiserah. We saw a Gra against a Arizal. So how do we Paskin? So a Nafkamina that's brought in the name of the Yabia Omer here in Chelek Aleph and Rechayim, Simon Lamed Vav, is as follows. And quotes in a Sefer, Truas Melech, as follows. Sevizmana Yabes Amiglish Chayim, right, that's when the pasuk talks about luchua ochlu mamshanim mishosim mamtachim. So there's a shailin halacha when it comes to simcha and Rosh Hashanah. How far does simcha go in Rosh Hashanah? Do we say that it goes far enough to say what? That a person is chayiv too? He's not allowed to fast. A person is so moved by Rosh Hashanah, the second day comes, he says, I want to fast. I can't. Who's going to eat on this day? So So Zuck this Sefer, Truat HaMelech, is no. That was when the Beis HaMikdash was around, there was an Isra of fasting. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk doesn't apply anymore. Luchu, the Chedvus Hashem, the day of Chedvus Hashem doesn't apply. A Chiddush here. So Zuck, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he says, L'fizeh, Gam Kein, Yesh L'chalik, L'inyon B'chiyah, B'Rosh Hashanah. Bein Shai Yozman, Beis HaMikdash, L'zman Hazeh. Why? Umayu Inyon, Kaim London Lo, Ke'agoinim, Ella, right? So V'zman Hazeh, Os L'sanos. So if you hold like those that say that you're not allowed to fast, Mimela Gam L'inyon B'chiyah, you're not allowed to cry. So he thinks that the chiluk is a very simple chiluk. It's whether or not you think the power of the Beis HaMikdash not being here changes the whole facet of the holiday. The fact that we have the karbanos, the fact that we have the closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the fact that we're going to have the Siyam Mishalet, all these different things, does that change everything and change the whole focus? We knew that when it came to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was going to be his father, Akol Avonos. And now after that Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol came out of Kodesh Kedoshim, you felt pretty good about him, about yourself. Why? Because you knew you were going to be forgiven. It's a little bit different nowadays. And because of that, maybe crying is allowed. I think very interesting chiddush lahalacha, if we could say that. Yes, it's very difficult. It would appear that Rosh Hashanah, we don't say this. But, right? The Ma'aser Rav says, Ein Luvchas V'Yom Rosh Hashanah, not by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is totally different. Obviously, the pasuk in Nehemiah is clearly talking about Rosh Hashanah only. The Talmud Bavli is talking about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Clearly, Yom Kippur we know is a day. Very interesting. Somebody, you'll appreciate this. So, when I was a younger child, I was one of the youngest Baal Tokeyos in the history of many different shuls, unfortunately. Because when I was in the beginning, I wasn't really so good. So I blew some very interesting shul. So one year I blew in the youngest of Woodmere. And I blew in a certain minyan. And so the rav gets up. This is not the rav of the shul. It was another rav. And he gets up and he says, let's say the Mishnah Berurah, have one of those, insert the name at the proper time. So he gets up and he says, let's say the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, he stops, right? And he says, right? And then what should be? It's not in the machzor. So he's in the whole shtickle Torah. I don't understand. The machzor is a mistake. This is obviously right before the shofar blowing. So he's already on the bima. I'm on the bima. I go to him. I go, maybe it's not in the machzor because it's not a printing mistake. Stoma, maybe it's mutter on Rosh Hashanah to mezulag, right? What's the whole thing? It's like a kind of weird thing. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a mishnah berurah for kolam. It's usher, right? There's no bakashas allowed on Shabbos. So we're so bothered by it. So we say Shabbos Yimazug. We know it's us there, but how can we not pray for our Kohelim? Okay, maybe that's why insert the name at the proper time is actually a better thing to do. But okay, whatever. So, but on Rosh Hashanah, maybe we can tie into that. You can. That type of bakasha, you're allowed to ask for bakasha. We say, you know, Malkeinu. So maybe it is mutter. Certainly in Yom Kippur it would be mutter. So he said, whoa, that's a very, very good. It's a very good chiddush. Wow. He goes, you want to give the drasha? I go, no, I'm booked over already. I think we're okay. Yeah. So, it could be that this is a chiluk also, whether bakashas or not. Okay. Zuck, the shel to Chuvus Hanagas. Chuvus Hanagas, so how do we think the Chuvus Hanagas is going to lean over here? Towards the Gra or towards the Arizal? Anybody have a guess? And then an educated guess or a non-educated guess? So the educated guess would be to say that he's going to lean like the Gra. You're not allowed to cry. Why? Because in his Hakdama and also his actual... where he writes his name, he writes Moshe Shtermach Nid V'Nechet Shel Agra, right? Direct descendant, a great-grandchild of the Gra, he claims. Rav Shtermach now is the current head of the Badats in Yerushalayim. He's the Avdesin of Badats in Yerushalayim, formerly of South Africa. So he brings this in the first paragraph here in Shel Tshuva Tshuva V'Nagos Chelik Beit Simon Reish Samachet. This machloik is between the Arizal and the Gra. Right, we know it already, we don't have to do it inside. How do we hold? Zuck the second paragraph. Ladati Adivarim Pshutim Ubraim. We're Bayside, what are you wasting our time here? Here's what it is. Bivada Roy Livkois Sha'at Atfila Miskabel Sakodish Barhu. Of course it's better to cry on Rosh Hashanah because they're going to be accepted more by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mitmela, right? Who wouldn't think this? Kimilvur Bajal Shah Dmah Sakodish Barhu Lo. Machrish, if a person's crying, how can the Rosh Hashanah not listen to you? We know he's going to listen to you. What? How can he be against the grandfather? When my grandfather said that you're not allowed to cry, Ra kishishamu kishikarim b'sefer Torah v'yavino itchil livchos. This is for no reason he's crying, right? He's hearing the Kriyas Torah, he starts crying, right? Meaning for no reason. A little bit deeper than that, don't worry, we'll get a little bit deeper. I promise Hasidus Torah. Besides that. L'viya nirah tam b'pachad v'yema. If he's pachad v'yema, the Kriyas Torah, he hears about the pachad Yitzchak, about and that stirs him because of that? If I may, or maybe because he's scared when it comes to Unisana Toikov, and he cried, that's probably the most popular place where people cry in Rosh Hashanah. So it depends why you're crying there. What's the crying for? And that's what our focus of tonight's shir is. If you understand why you're supposed to cry, so then, it's okay to cry. But if you're crying because of pachad, because you think you're going to get zapped, he says, no, that's where my grandfather said it was wrong. That's not crying. You don't understand what the day is? You're crying because you're scared to death? Literally? That's not crying. That he was against. So of course, that's what my grandfather would say. That's okay. That's Chedav Hashem. What's better to make a to the Rabbanu Shoylem when you finally recognize what's going on, that you haven't lived up to your potential, and you realize that you're not close as you should be to the Rabbanu Shoylem? That you can cry to. Then he writes here in the next paragraph, "Mistabra Aminu she'afilu hagrozatzal she'asu livchoyis livchavein." When? No. You're going to go and say, oh, I feel terrible because of what I've done, because I'm a terrible Jew, because I've spoken Lashon Hara, and I speak during Chazaras Hashat, and I get cell phone calls during Chazaras Hashat, and I use my BlackBerry during Chazaras Hashat, and all these different things. That is wrong to cry in Rosh Hashanah. Save that for Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Save that for other times. I'm just giving an example. Save that for other times as people leave the room. Of course, Gama Grazatzamoida. Shemutu Rosh Hashanah. Of course, that's going to be mutter. That's what he meant. But if you don't understand what Rosh Hashanah is, if you don't understand it's a day of Simcha, don't cry. It's not a day to be scared. What is it a day of? Yeah. It's a weird thing. But we've seen this before, right? Could do a psychological analysis, but we know people cry out of simcha, right? When we're talking about a suda's hodah, so the hodah, a person cries, I'll just give you the example. So when we got the call and the fast rabies test that they took them over a week to do, so when they finally came back, it was a few days ago, and they called my wife. By law, they have to call. For other reason, they probably would never call. And they said, we just want to tell you that Sammy the skunk, so he had rabies. Right? So, pocket volume. Right? Scary. So, our neighbor, who's, as we said, son, first thing that she did was cry. She cried. She said, what are you crying about? Right? What are you crying about? He's not going to die. He's okay. She said, no. I'm crying. It's crying out of simcha. We, for a few moments, when it came to over there, the ambulance people, they said, it's up to you. You don't have to go. She has to go for sure. She was bit. That's for sure. He wasn't really bit. He was not, his shirt was tugged at. Yeah, maybe you don't have to go. So she said, no. She said, you want a musser? You shmuz? That's a musser shmuz. The fact that if I wouldn't have gone, the possibility that he would have rabies. Unfortunately, Rahman al-Islam, if a person has rabies, you don't recover from that. 7 days, Rahman al-Islam. So there's a simcha. There's a simcha aspect. You cry out a simcha saying, I want to be close to your Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Ribbono Shel Olam wants. That's what he's saying over here. Shtormach says, and I think this is certainly something, and he quotes something that's amazing. You know, if you want to, I always joke that if you want to learn out and say, how can we learn the Gra better, so say the Gra never said what he said. That's what you could say. So that's what he says over here in the last paragraph. Okay, it's Masiti B'Sever, because of Rav Zundel Zlan. Rav Zundel Zlan says as follows. Lekuti Me'agroa, he says, Inyan Levchot Rosh Hashanah Omer Kishaholich Me'at Mo Tzvilos Mutter, Kvot Shkal Tivcha. Yeah, he writes there, before Rosh Hashanah to cry at the proper times. Okay, he doesn't say it to Maitha Rav, but okay, close enough. And therefore, he brings, by the way, just I didn't quote, just a riot to his thing Rav Sternbach says, is, he quotes in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says it's him in Reish Pei Ches and Tzivkot and Dalet over there by Shir HaShirim. We're supposed to say Shir HaShirim before Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a great custom to have. I wish I could do it. Svarim HaKadoshim write that this is a tremendous skula. All these different skulas. You come 10 minutes early, you say Shir Shirim on Erev Shabbos. Rav Meir Golik always used to tell, tells everybody, Shir Shirim is so important to say it. You can say it. You have to say it. So he says the person is so moved by the beautiful Shir Shirim. Right, right. So they have the six pesukim. So here in the art school, they write, really this is not the best way to do it. Don't think the six pesukim are going to get you all the skulas, but okay.
Why don't you buy the side? All
right, because they're right. Not more careful. They're we said before. Clearly, their nusach is way better than ours, and that's why nusach svard says it. Nusach svard is close to svard. Svard is definitely. It's not a. I'm not trying to be chassidish here or for the svardis, but Rana Yoshi is sponsoring. But they're certainly more correct. They're definitely more correct. So it says that he writes shekain that is mutter for a person to cry during shirkan. Shabbos, and I'll let cry on Shabbos, it's mutter because it's moving them for the right use. Okay, so turn the side. So we see here that, we'll just summarize, in Yechavadas, again, Rav Avadi Yosef, so he says that of course, even he learns the same thing. Here in the name of Chaim Vital, Bishar Kavanas, Rabbeinu Harish, I am not a glibchais. So he says, how can it be? Because we saw that the Gra was against us. So he says, Nirish ain't steer le divrei ha'ari. Right? There's no machlokes over here. Sha'af she'ain adam lahavi atma lidei b'chia b'atsuva mitnei kedushas hachak. Aval mis'oyre mi'atma livchos b'tfiloso mi'chemas hits lahavos. The kedush, of course he's allowed to cry. Right? The same idea he quotes over here. I don't know which one was written first. So, but that basic idea, that it's not a steer in the obey. It's not a steer. The Arizal even would agree. There are certain times you cry and certain times you don't cry. So, it depends what the crying is about. Then he says that, well, the Arizal, so he's Kavana, of course, was a good Kavana. So a person might think, yeah, if you're on the level of the Arizal, you know why you're crying, you know what it's all about, that's okay. But he says, no, Pasha B'nai Adam also should cry. It's the right thing to do. Fine, and then he ends, and he says, Hamorim Mikol HaOmer, She'ein Livchois V'Rosh Hashanah. It's better not to cry. I'm supposed to Rosh Hashanah, Yesha Oimrim B'Simcho V'Ni'im of Kedusha, Umitoch Havonas Rabba, Kivilas Below Kavona, Kiguf Below Neshama. A person who doesn't daven properly, it's like a guf without a neshama, Mikol Makom Adam Mishorim Yatmo. He shouldn't start off Rosh Hashanah saying, I'm going to cry, I'm going to reach that level. But if he's davening with such Kavona, and he has the guf and the neshama, and he cries, that's fine. There's no problem with that. He writes in Yalkut Yosef the same thing, that there's no mitzvah to cry in Rosh Hashanah, like maybe the Arizal is saying. But if it moves him to that, it's fine. And of course, we should not compare the Arizal, of course, to our own cases. Nowadays, we know we're a generation where crying is certainly not something that is looked upon as a positive. I think many of us have seen L'Habdi Alefi Alof from the Tyra L'Tumah, right? Whenever some sort of sporting event, sports star, they win something, whatever it is, and they cry, so all the papers joke about them the next day, and all the radio shows, right, it's the biggest joke, right? This big guy, 350 pounds, and all of a sudden he's hysterically crying like a little baby. Who would name my mommy? You matter? You know, okay. So, right. Yeah, I know. So, that's it. But if a person who writes, so nowadays you think, okay, the Arizal understood all the Kavanos, so there. But to start off by crying, no. But if it moves you, there's going to be no problem. But what we have to understand really, I mean, we'll see one more source, and then we'll get into the crux of the Hashkafa, is really to understand what's the basis of this. What are we trying to accomplish in Rosh Hashanah? So one other thing I wanted to quote before we get to that, and that is going to allude to this idea, is the Piskei Tshuvas. I think if I'm sponsoring the Shir, I should quote the one of the top five Svarim in my genre of Svarim. I pointed out last week, I believe, the Piskei Tshuvas. The amount of Svarim, you know, I'm not a goyin adir, or even should be called a rav, but the amount of Svarim that's come out since 2000, right, which is only a few years, that we had no access to before because they weren't written, is unbelievable. So, for example, the Piskei Tshuvas, which the first volume came out a little bit before that, but the Piskei Tshuvas is a compilation. I remember when I first had it, when it first came out, I was learning it, we were on a honeymoon in Eretz Yisrael with my lovely wife, and, well, who else would be there? So, pause the tape. I wanted to do lovely, I wanted to add. So, no, I remember learning, we were for Shabbos, we went for a meal, and I was learning it, and the person who was there, so he says to me, what are you learning? So I told him, there's a new sefer, it's called Piskei Tshuvas, it's an unbelievable sefer. What is the Sefer? I said it. He says, what's so unbelievable about it? I said, it takes the Shulchan Aruch and really the Mishnah Berurah, and it comments on it. And it gives you all the different comments and all the, it's unbelievable. It gives you every, Mistaber this way or that way, how we hold, the Tshuva, so on and so forth. So the man looked at me and he says, why don't you learn the entire Mishnah Berurah first? Then you can do the commentaries on the Mishnah Berurah. So, yeah, I thought that was wrong. Like, I told you the story about
this. So
my father-in-law should take me away. I should be on my honeymoon with my father-in-law. Yeah, that's good. So this is an unbelievable sefer, but his point is a good point. On the other hand, we didn't have access to this. The other sefer we quoted a lot, the Chaim Moshe, the new sefer, Halicha Shlomo, it's just an amazing phenomenon. Baruch Hashem, there is no question about it. This is a scientific fact. There are way, 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 way more Svarim that were written in our own generation than there were at any other time in history. And the amount of Svarim, I'll say what Rav Shechter says, some of them don't deserve the print that they're written on, that's true, and they might not, you're not be Yotze, your Berachas HaTorah on them, but most of them are truly unbelievable. And here he says in the Piskei Tshuvos, now that I've given a little background of the Piskei Tshuvos, the Rabbi Binowitz says as follows, which is, by the way, a chassid. He says as follows, HaRizal Nog L'Chois Rosh Hashanah. Fine. Then he says, Umor Gamkein Al Kusha Lev. Right? Tchunas HaNefesh, right? Okay, so person, it's not just about the crying, it's about how a person feels. Umutu L'Chois, Al Kusha Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippur V'Shabbos. Even if it's on Shabbos, you're allowed to cry. Umishi Yeshlo Lev Kasher, what should he do? This is what I quoted before in the Elf Lamagain. Ve'en Yochel L'Chois Tov. She asked a kol b'chia. You should do a kol b'chia. You should, right? Not fake it, but try to be mesorah. Ki ilu hu boicha, right? Right? In the net, whatever, which way. And I said the Elif Lamagin gives a recipe of how a person goes about doing this. But here's a very interesting part. Look at the footnote number 15. It quotes the name of the Shari Yisoskar. I believe it's a relation to the B'nai Yisoskar and Chodesh Tishrei. And then he quotes in this sefer called the Or Chodesh, Talmidov, which was written by Talmidov Shel Chaim Volozhin, says as follows: Shekishibalo habechia miatmo mirov dveikus laHashem Yisparach ze vaday mutar. There's no question. This is Chaim Volozhin, right? He was had a good relationship with the Gra. So he says that if it comes mutar, right? It comes out of what? Out of dveikus to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Vaday mutar. Of course, that's going to be mutar. This is the Rechaim Volozhin talking. When did he say it was also from Misha Mivia Atmu de Bechia, Kigoin Elo HaChazonim, right? Hamishtazim L'Soirer. They want for people, for him to come back the next year. What are they going to say? Whoa! Did you see the Chazon? He was crying. It's not a Koykif. Wow! Unbelievable. That's also according to the Gra. That's what the Gra was writing about. He was bemoaning those shuls where it's just a joke. When should, the chazan has to cry at a certain point. Okay, turn it on, turn it off. And sa'am l'v'chia b'shasha omir apir, right? B'rosh Hashanah yikasevu. That's not the most important part. And he says, look at this tshuva that we saw in Tshuva on August. So what is it then? What is the key? When should we be crying? What should we be crying about? What is it about? Beautiful. Zuck source number 9. Finally, Larry, we get to it. The Shevachayim. Shevachayim of the Klusenberger Rebbe, Parshas Kisovo. Says as follows. Thank you very much to Ari Reeder, who pointed this out to me. Thank you. I want to thank Glenn that Ari Reeder is on the Adult Education Committee, because when he saw what the topic was before, he says, I have a great mimer for you on this. And it truly is a great mimer. I wouldn't have seen it if not. He quotes first, right, not through Chassidus, but he quotes Halachic source. He says, Zuck the Mogen Avram, Tavkuf Pei Dalet. Tavkuf Pei Dalet, he quotes, I'm kidding. He quotes as follows: Heviyah b'shem Azorah Kodesh. Shabi Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Asur L'Svadlus V'Haski Chetoyim. The Zohar does say that it is Asur. Listen to this; it's an important point. The same Zohar who told us what before that it's you should cry. He says, wait a minute. The Magen Avraham quotes the Halacha and based on the Zohar, Asur L'Svadlus V'Haski Chetoyim. Obviously, the Arizal held like this that a person can't. It's not a time of a person to remember what he did, to do tshuva. So what is it? So he wrote in Dinov, in the town of Dinov, Nagu Lomar b'yimei Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim, right? What would they do? Nagu Lomar b'yimei Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim v'lo ro'u sham demos. They were happy. Af b'shas amiris ha'viduyim v'eilu b'simcha, right? How do we do vidui now? How do we do vidui, right? Everybody does it the same way. What do we say? Oh, sham nu baganu. Is that a sad tune? I'm sorry to say, I don't think it's a sad tune. That's a chassidish nigun. It's chassidish. Sorry. It's chassidish a nigun because it's a nigun shel simcha. It's a nigun shel simcha. I don't know. Herb Mermush. So Rav Moshe Weinberger said that this is a chassidish. I heard him say it once. It's a chassidish a nigun. So what's going on here? Why are we so happy? Oh, zuck the this is from the Bnei Yisrael from the Stama, right? From Dinov. So what's going on here? So he says because there's something happy. What's so happy about Rosh Hashanah? Oh. So he says as follows. So bir hadvar ki akein tzrichim lichos l'sar tshuva al chatoenu l'Hashem yisborech v'rabenu lachnis aval. Boy, this man, tzrichim l'smorch, anu l'chol apachos, machuim b'chaton mitzor maleyem. Beinu lo, right, so he says like this, unbelievable. Listen. So he says, what, bir advarim, right? This is on the pasuk, right? So, lo abadati, we didn't serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam b'simcha b'tuv lev. So I thought simcha is important. So he says, this is not, there are times to be happy, there are times not to be happy. Why is this a time to be happy? So he quotes that we are not together. What the pasuk tells us in Mishlei in Perek Lamed says as follows: Achla umechat pi v'amra lo bilti avon. Talking of Nebuch, talking about a woman who's a prostitute. So after she does her act, what does she do? She wipes her mouth clean and she says, "I've done nothing wrong." Meaning we're not on the level where we think whatever we did is fine. We know that we've done sins. Lifnei shepolos arach nefasho habagrimas sedato anisbara hainu. That we know that what we've done is wrong. And bechasti Hashem, we are not living amongst the nations. We are not goyim who can do whatever they want. Alzel levad tzorchim lehodos Hashem. Ulevarach shalos ani goy. We have purpose in our life. Etzem hi ha'odom yodea shecheto misaru lechuva zeo chaserim. Person is misori b'tshuva because he realizes that he's done wrong and that he's not living the right life. So that deserves a cry. Lachein amru nechemya. Al tivchu. You should not cry. Why? Because what? What were they crying about? We said before, Rashi. What does Rashi say on the pasuk? What does Rashi say over there on the pasuk? What? Because they didn't learn Torah. They weren't following the Torah. Zuck over here, beautiful, said the Klusenberger. He says, Yavosechem lo azrim elokim, nishabem, nikudus ayudis. They didn't leave the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Were they at the suddus of Achashverosh? Yes. Did some of them bow down? Yes. They did all terrible things. Did they leave Judaism? No, they didn't. That's simcha. That's the simcha. They know there's a Rosh Hashanah. There is an Avelis. That's something that is a simcha. And that's what the simcha gedolah that we have to have. And he finishes off in the last paragraph. Ko'omer yisoy derech ha'bal shem tov ha'kodesh. Zok to Baal Shem Tov. Lo l'harvest v'chiyu l'bad. It's not, this is a general statement of the Baal Shem Tov. It's not just Rosh Hashanah. A person shouldn't be, cry all the time. Shal yidei olu hegiya la'atzvus. He's going to be a sad person. And that's chamura mi'avodah zora. Right? Elo yochid ha'bechiyu has to be of something. Mi'choser begam. Something's missing. Something to do. Serach l'chsum ha'ad ha'tov sheyeshlo. If he's crying because of some reason, he has to be a little bit happy of what he does have. A beautiful and unbelievable line. Then he says that, so what's the yisod? He writes later on, here in the last, I'm sorry, this is the last paragraph, Achein ha'odem sarach livchois, right, ulehis marmer, al she'eno yoshe ba'olo shel Torah, b'lo zoch l'siyam kama amun yal shel shas. That what should he be sad of? That he is not in the oil of Shel Torah. That he hasn't finished Shas 67 times. Aval lo'oimozeh chayiv ladas. That he should know what? Shemi atzlus lo yotzo lo shum davar tov. Crying on Rosh Hashanah, where's that going to get you? Nowhere. That's where it's going to get you. Olav l'hazik l'smoich al ha'ma'as yekein zocha l'ilamot. But you know what? Okay, so I'm not on the highest level. In order for me to come out to a shir, I have to get 12 emails. I have to eat chickies. But I still come to the shir. There's still a simcha over there. That's what he says. There's a simcha. What?
I'm sorry.
He says, achas. Oh, mashamibra. Right? Dad, that's what Rashi's saying. So the whole idea over here is, why are we crying on Rosh Hashanah? Are we crying because we realize that we're not close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that we're not following His Torah, that we're not learning His Torah the way we should? Ah, that's something to cry about. But there's a tremendous simcha. There's a simcha that we're still wearing yarmulkes on our head, that we still think that it's important. There's a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. it gives me a tremendous, and I mean this with a whole heart, it gives me a tremendous amount of simcha to see on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and even sometimes on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippur, the amount of non-affiliated Jews that are interested in going to shul. When I used to daven at the Yeshiva Gedolah of Tinek, so one Yom Kippur when we were coming out, it literally took us 20 minutes to cross Windsor Road. Why? Because there's a certain temple down the block on Windsor Road, and that was when they were getting out of services, which, by the way, was a good 20 minutes after we were already getting out from the Yeshiva, so it's pretty good, right? This was at night, and they were coming out and we couldn't cross. So finally a nice Jewish person on Yom Kippur stopped his car and he says, go ahead, let us cross. So we weren't sure what should we do, you know? Okay, but what was, so we're going, everybody's, oh, terrible. I go, no, look at this. The entire Windsor Road had cars on it. The parking lot was filled. That's a tremendous chesed of Hashem. Why are they coming? Why? There's something there. When it comes to us, when it comes to those that realize, that have the Torah, and realize the importance of the Torah, but Nebuch knew, we all work, we have difficult times, it just doesn't work, we can't learn all the time, but we recognize that our learning is certainly not sufficient, and we recognize that our voice of Hashem is not sufficient. That's something to be sad about, but it has to come, as the Baal Shem Tov says, with the simcha of realizing that we have a day of Rosh Hashanah, that we have this day of tremendous simcha, 2 days for us to recognize the Mamluch the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is Mamluch the Ribbono Shel Olam? Making Melech? Making a Melech is to further us. It's all about us. It's about us realizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam has put us on this world and give us all the toivas to serve Him better. Am I doing that to the fullest potential? No, clearly not. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Yom Kippur, you want to go through the Averus you've done, fine, but that's not Rosh Hashanah is about. The crying there is not a day of crying. That's not what the integral part of the day is. The integral part of the day is the simcha that the Rebbe Shalom has given us this day, that we're still from. We're living in a generation as from Jews, and our children, Baruch Hashem, and our grandchildren, and so forth, and that we have this generation of Torah mitzvahs that in Mirz Hashem will take with us. And therefore, the day of Rosh Hashanah, Haba Aleinu Latova, this is not the last year before Rosh Hashanah, next week in Mirz Hashem we'll have another one, but it's certainly a day of tremendous simcha. And as the Navi says, as we'll end off with that word that the Navi says, it's a day of chedvas Hashem. It's a day of achlu mashram shel masachim. It's a day of chiyuv of having the suda, of having even possibly, we talked about, maybe even basar v'yayin. Why? Ki chedvas Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us these days. We should be zoicha that with realizing of what we are and what we aren't, the Rebbeinu Shlom should give us a kesiv v'chasima toiva la'alter chayim toivim. Amen.